Before we turn to the Haftarah, a word about this morning's Torah reading. This morning we read about the 10 plagues. And there is a mystery about the 10 plagues that is actually very hard to figure out. And that... And that is why they didn't work. I mean, after all, you would think that if God came to your nation and wreaked plague after plague, at a certain point you would say, we're wrong. We give up. And not only doesn't that happen to Pharaoh, you could understand maybe that Pharaoh is made stubborn not only by God but by his own pride, but even the nation. How is it that Pharaoh gets his army to pursue the Israelites? Why wouldn't they say, there's no way we're going after the Israelites? We just saw blood, frogs, vermin, beasts, cattle, disease, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and slaying of the firstborn. We think we'll stay home. Why don't they say that? It doesn't make any sense. But what it teaches us, which is worth remembering today, is that it is easier to defeat someone on the battlefield than it is to change their mind. And the drive to change the way people think, that's the real battle. I mean, remember, during the Second World War, why is it that Truman felt that he had to drop 2 bombs on Japan? Because after the first, they still showed no signs of surrender. Now, how could you have an unprecedented weapon dropped on your country and not immediately say, okay, you're right. But the human mind resists change even when it is clear that the course that it's on is a bad course. So in the world today, when people talk about defeating fundamentalism, remember that winning on the battlefield is not enough. We very much have to fight a war that will change people's hearts and their minds. Otherwise, we can't win. Otherwise, for everybody that you kill, there will be more Egyptians that will rise, not modern Egyptians, but like in ancient times. And so at a certain point, we have to realize that when we say in the prayers that God, you should do this for your namesake, Laman Shmecha, this is what we're talking about. That the God that we believe in has to triumph not only militarily, but also spiritually in people's hearts and minds. And that part of the reason that the Jewish people exist in this world is not only to survive, but to help people see a different way of being. It has never been more important than it is now, when weapons get more and more and more powerful. And every time you think that all that is required is that we win a war, remember the plagues. That you have to do more than win on the, you have to win on the battlefield, but you have to do more than win on the battlefield. You have to win inside the souls of human beings in order to change them and to change the world. Let's bring everybody in so that we can have the opportunity.